On June 30th, 1978, a man named Augie Palmisano was heading to work in downtown Milwaukee. When he turned the ignition of his car, it triggered a blast that shook the city.
I remember pulling up and there was black smoke, different smoke. All of a sudden, here's a car, the front end of the car, and it's just gone.
Something like this tells the other, you know, people, oh, watch your ass, you know?
And that was a pretty dramatic moment in terms of, I think, sort of creating the sense in the community that maybe there is organized crime here and maybe it's something that we should actually worry about.
My dad was not in the mafia. He was not a mob boss or a made guy or any of that stuff. He was an independent person.
The top suspect in Augie's murder was crime boss Frank Balestrieri.
Frank Balestrieri was the head of a mafia family in Milwaukee. He was also a very well-known mafia boss throughout the United States.
Why did I decide to dig up the past? Because Augie Palmisano was my cousin. His murder has never been solved. I hope to change that and bring some closure to my family.
When those responsible meet their judge, may God have mercy, because I won't.
I'm Mary Spicuzza, investigative reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and this is My Cousin Augie. Join me on Wednesdays beginning July 10th as we try to find the truth behind my cousin's murder. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and follow along at jsonline.com/mycousinaugie.